All right. Well, joining us now, we have from Kentwell, Mr. Dan Murphy joins us. Dan, welcome into the golf shop.
Hey, thank you guys. How are you guys today?
Man, we're doing awesome. I bet you're doing awesome because Bubba Watson wearing Kentwell socks, another victory.
Well, you know, Bubba's Bubba, and he's moving right along. So, you know, we got a lot of good things going on. The socks are rocking. We got a whole bunch of caddies wearing the socks too, and some other pros. So things are moving in the right direction for us.
And a radio show host. I wore them. I walked around all day at Daytona 500 on Sunday last week wearing my Clemson orange and purple Kentwell socks. They were awesome.
And a smile on your face, I'm sure.
Exactly. Exactly. So they're awesome. You know, give everybody a little bit of feel about just let's start with the socks, because I know you got some other things that you got going on. But just talk to everybody about the socks and what kind of innovation technology do we have in these things?
Well, you know, it's all about wool for us, merino wool specifically. We think that's nature's performance fabric. Obviously, in the last 20 years, there's been a lot of effort to recreate better fibers with polyester and nylons and all that. Well, we figure nature did it a long time ago, and we've been working with wool for 174 years, our company. So it's kind of a long-running family company. So we make wool products for a whole bunch of other brands that we're kind of behind the scenes. But with the sock, we kind of came out from the shadows and offered consumers our product directly, and we think that's really exciting. And the thing that makes it really different than all the other stuff out there is the merino wool and the way that we've constructed the sock. It's super comfortable, lots of cushion. And the main thing that it does is it keeps your foot dry. And if your foot is dry, you don't get the blisters, you don't get the athlete's foot, and you just got a whole lot more comfort like you experienced at Daytona.
So how do we change the way people feel about wool? I mean, a lot of folks will hear wool socks and they'll think lumberjack. I need to put them on under my L.L. Bean boots and go out and hammer down some trees, not play golf or jog. Or I mean, why? How do we get people to think differently about wool?
Well, I think, you know, everybody does think about grandma's itchy Christmas sweater, right?
And, amen.
I think it's all about trial. We got to get people to try them on, you know, such as yourself and people that talk to golfers, get the pros to do it, get the caddies to do it. We've got 100 caddies on tour that are wearing the socks. They're going to walk 50 million steps in Kentwell socks this year without a blister. And so we think that those sorts of performance opportunities really give us the opportunity to educate folks that wool is the right fabric. It's much more comfortable, and it really does the job for them. It's all about performance.
Yeah, I was unfamiliar, frankly, with Kentwell socks until you all arrived at the Symetra Classic here in Charlotte and were one of the products available in our pro shop experience for pro-am participants. And I watched people go crazy over these socks. I mean, and I was like, "They're socks. I mean, what's all the hubbub? If I were my father, what's all the hubbub with the socks?" And people went crazy for them. And then we had to stock them at the pro shop.
Absolutely, and that's the thing. It's that aha moment, that wow moment. They put them on, they walk around, and they, you know, people don't think a sock is going to make any difference, but it really does. And you know, again, it's the construction, it's the merino wool, and yeah, that aha moment really gets them coming back for more. So we love that. So it's all about trial. You know, we got to get people to try the socks.
So, Jim, is that why you've decided to expand your line to include some underwear and T-shirts and vests and things like that? Is that, you've decided that you can apply the same aha to other, you know, pieces in the fashion line?
Well, we're going in two directions. One is some other products, underwear, tees, and some outerwear as well with some vests. We think that next to skin area is really where we can really show a difference with the merino wool. And then we got a lot going on with enhancing the performance of socks in the future. We got some big projects cooking that you're going to see in the future from us. So it's really just the beginning for us. And as we get more trial and more folks talk about it, you know, it's the kind of product that you tell your neighbor about, you tell your golf partners about it, and you know, that's the kind of word of mouth that's going to get us to where we got to go.
Yeah, I mean, just you're looking at the men's and the women's socks, just as a, you know, you've got low profile, you've got, you know, the Bubba Green golf sock, which is relative to the Masters. You've got some other, like, ones that you can't see at all. You've got standard golf socks. You even have compression socks. And I actually have a pair of the compression socks as well, and those things are unbelievable. Anytime that, you know, it's a little chillier outside and I'm maybe walking or playing around a golf when it's, you know, maybe like cold for me, which is like in the 50s or something like that, I'm wearing that compression sock and it is awesome as well. So tell everybody a little bit about the different offerings and how each of these came about.
Well, the compression sock, I'll pick up on that first. It is pretty amazing. If you travel and you're in an airplane for a long time, it actually helps the circulation, helps your blood circulation through your legs. It's also really great at a trade show. Like I just did the PGA show about a month ago, and I wore them every day, and they're amazing. It kind of keeps your legs fresh. You don't get that real heavy feeling in your legs that you might if you're on your feet on concrete all day. So those are awesome. Then we have the Tour Standard. So the Tour Standard is what the pros wear primarily because it's a crew level sock, so it comes up about 6 inches. And good for underneath a pair of pants. And then our most popular is the one we call the Tour Profile. And it comes up just over the edge of your golf shoe or your sneaker. And that's by far our number one. That's really where we've done a lot of extra work. We've introduced a whole bunch of new colors. We have what we call the Game Day Series, which is a whole bunch of collegiate colors. You can get your Tar Heel sock or your Wolfpack sock, for example. And, and then we have what's called our lower, our skinny, which is the one that just barely comes to the edge of your golf shoe. But that Tour Profile is really the way to go. That's the one. And then in the underwear line, we've got 100% wool underwear, which sounds frightening, but it's really very wonderful.
I just got itchy.
Don't let the PGA Tour pros fool you. They're using the low profile sock. They're using the half sock, the little tiny ones when it gets warm out. Because you see them.
Oh yeah.
You see them bend over and the pants come up a little bit and you see a little bit of skin there. Doesn't hurt anybody.
A little extra air conditioning there, you know.
So. Again, we're talking with Dan Murphy of Kentwool, and so what made you guys kind of transition into the underwear and the tees and the sweater vests? I mean, was there a specific need that you saw? Did you have people like Bubba coming back to you and talking to you about things? How did that come about?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, with the underwear specifically, we go back to what's good about merino wool. Merino wool is really great about moisture control, and that's very, very relevant for your feet, keeping the moisture away from your feet. But it's also relevant for other important parts, if you know what I mean. And as you don't want blistering on your feet, you don't want chafing in other spots. So we really felt like merino wool was the way to go. If you're out in a hot environment, Matt Kuchar's dad, for example, we're friends with Matt. He wears our stuff, but also his dad is a crazy tennis player down there in Florida, and he swears by our underwear and that the wool kind of keeps everything dry and in place and super comfortable, and he swears by it, and he won't wear anything else. So we found that across the board, when it's a hot, sticky environment, the wool actually benefits you by keeping you dry, and dryness is the key to staying comfortable and keeping moving.
So do you expect that somebody who maybe went through and grew up as I did playing sports in the 80s and even in the late 70s and went through the, oh, sure, I wore my old tidy whiteies when I was little, and then I went to maybe Russell or somebody had a cotton undershort that was a little bit tighter but not quite compression, and then discovered all of the Under Armour-type compression products, that this would be the next level? Like, now we've taken all of those things that got better with each transition, and this is the next level?
I think so, because as good as the synthetic compression stuff is, I think this is the next level, where what we offer is sort of a semi-compression, but with a lot more comfort. So, for example, I mean, maybe if you've worn compression, the synthetic compression stuff like the Under Armour, you wear it to the office after or on the car ride home from golf or whatever, you can get a little comfortable and get a little binding and tight, where this, I think, would give you a lot more comfort for some more of the leisure time activity, as well as keep you in the right spot relative to when you're actually playing the game or exercising.
We are just on the edge of being inappropriate with almost every answer. And Jim, I, you know, personally, I appreciate that. I think that makes a good interview.
We've kind of gotten used to that. And the there's all these we have these young ladies that are designers in our office here, and I've gotten very used to talking about my underwear in front of them. So it's inappropriate, yes, but. You know, what are you going to do? You got to get the job done.
That sounds like a workplace waiver just waiting to happen.
Yeah, the HR, we make the HR lady nervous, I can tell you that. So.
It's try-on day in the underwear department.
All right, so where do we go next, Dan? What's kind of the next thing coming down the line? Do you got any insight that you can provide to us?
Sure. You know, for us, it's all about performance, right? I mean, we're not really on the cutting edge of fashion here, and that's why the PGA Tour pros, caddies, those kinds of folks are the ones that really appreciate what we've got here. You know, we sell socks and underwear not as a fashion accessory, but as a performance enhancement, as real gear. And that's where we're going to go in the future, is enhancing the performance elements of our products, particularly the socks and the underwear. So you'll see a lot more from us, base layers, a lot more in compression socks. We think that's a big opportunity there, because there's some real medicinal benefits to compression. And we're really excited about the future. We think there's a nice little niche for us to carve out there, and we're going to get it done.
All right. Well, Dan, man, let everybody know where they can find these if they're not finding them in their local golf shop.
Well, it's kentwool.com. That's the place to go, kentwool.com. And where you'd be happy to fix you guys up.
Well, you know, the best thing is that you guys are right down there, you know, in probably one of the greatest little niches of upstate South Carolina ever, right down there by Clemson.
Ugh. Yeah, well, don't tell anybody about Greenville, South Carolina, because then more people will come, because it's perfect right now. So it's really a wonderful place, and we're thrilled to be here.
All right. Well, Dan, we appreciate you hopping on with us today, and good luck in the future, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Great. Well, thanks, man. We'll talk to you guys real soon.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye-bye.